Once you get a dream and a vision, you must learn how to unpack it and gain an understanding of what the Lord is showing you. By the way we start doing this is first we need to understand the language that God uses in dreams. One of the main language God uses to communicate in dreams is through symbols. Throughout the Bible, we see people having dreams and visions with symbols in them. The word symbol means this: something used to represent something else. That's weird. Why would God do that? Why would he use something to represent something else? Why would he just tell us plainly? I'll tell you why. It's all about relationship. Proverbs 25 says this: it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search it out, to search the matter out, is the glory of kings. You see, God doesn't hide things from us. He hides things for us. You see, he's like a parent at Christmas time. He's wrapping up a gift. The parent takes the gift, he puts it under the Christmas tree. And in the child runs, and he picks up the gift, and he feels it to, you know, how heavy is it or how light is it? Because, you know, the weight of the package might tell him what kind of goodies are in there. And he feels along the edges to see what kind of container it's in, because that might tell him, you know, what kind of treasure's in the box. And then he shakes it. And he shakes it and he listens to the sound of what's in the box, because then he might be able to figure out what the gift is. And all the while, this exciting process of exploration is uniting the child with the Father. You see that? God doesn't hide things from us. He hides things for us. He conceals the matter so that we can experience the excitement of the discovery. See, as you search it out, your relationship with God gets deeper and deeper and deeper. As you search it out, your character, your nature, your wisdom, and your understanding grow. You learn, you grow, you become more powerful, more anointed. How many people in here want to be supernatural? Hallelujah. You know, one of the most powerful ways to become supernatural, you do it while you're seeking out the matter. While you're exploring it. It is to search out a matter is the glory of kings. Literal, tangible manifestations of glory come to you when you, as a king, Jesus has risen up a priesthood of kings. When you search out the matter, glory comes to you. Literal, tangible manifestations of glory. It's during the search that you're going to increase in the supernatural. Hallelujah. So God in his wisdom uses symbols to tantalize you, to draw you in, to grow you up, to increase you in glory as you search out the treasure he's buried for you. Okay, so God is going to use symbols and dreams and visions. That's one of the main languages. Symbolic languages throughout the Bible. In the book of Genesis, many people had dreams with symbols in them. Pharaoh dreamed about seven fat cows in the Nile being eaten up by seven lean cows, and then seven ripe ears of corn being eaten up by seven blighted ears. When Joseph came to interpret that dream, he said that those symbols represented time, that the seven fat cows and the seven ripe ears of corn represented 7 years of plenty that Egypt would experience. But the seven lean corns, and the seven ravaged cows would represent 7 years of famine that would come up and eat up all the resources that came in the 7 years of plenty. In that dream, those symbols represented time. It's the same thing with Pharaoh's cupbearer and the baker. They both had dreams in them that had symbols in them that represented time. Pharaoh had these two men thrown in prison. Remember that story? And while they were there, they both had dreams. The cupbearer had a dream that there were three vines of grapes blossoming with grape clusters at the end. And he took the grapes and he squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup and gave it to Pharaoh. And when Joseph interpreted that dream, he said the symbols of the branches represented time. And that in 3 days' time, that Pharaoh would lift up his head and reinstate him to his position. Then the baker had a similar dream with symbols in it. He had a dream with symbols of three baskets full of baked goodies, but the birds were eating all the baked goodies out of the baskets. And when Joseph came to interpret that dream, he said, the symbols of the baskets in your dreams also represent time. In 3 days' time, Pharaoh will lift up your head, but not to reinstate you, rather to hang you on the gallows. And both of those dreams came to pass. When I was in prison, I had a dream with symbols in them that represented time, that prophesied to me in advance how much time I would spend in prison. Remember, I was sentenced to 13 years, right? I had gone to federal court and they actually sentenced you in months. I got sentenced to 151 months, which is almost 13 years. And three nights after I got sentenced, I had a dream. I had a dream that I was in a casino and I had these two tokens that I took out of my pocket. I put them in a video game and then I reached my hand in to grab another one. And as I pulled it out, it was a quarter, an actual real quarter. And when I brought it out of my pocket, it flung out of my hand. I had to go away to get it, bring it back, put it in the machine. And when I played the game and I spent those three tokens, I won back 151 months, the same amount of months I've been sentenced to. When I woke up in the morning, God is so good because he tells you what he's going to do so you can make it through it. Hallelujah. And when I woke up in the morning, because I was looking at 13 years, God was giving me hope through the symbols in my dreams. See that? And when I woke up in the morning and began to unpack that dream, the Holy Spirit brought to my mind about how God had used objects or symbols in Pharaoh's dream, in the cupbearer's dream, in the baker's dream that represented time. He said, I've done the same for you. And he began to show me what those different symbols, those things meant. The first two weird looking tokens, he said, will be the first 2 years you spend in the first facility you're in now. I spent exactly almost to the day, 2 years in that facility. And that was a hard time for me. I needed to know when I was going to get out of that facility. You know why? Because it was as big as this room. I spent 2 years in a room this size. 2 years in a room this size with a glass wall with cops staring at me all day long. Boy, I was really glad to hear that my 2 years were almost up when I got that dream. It gave me hope. Hallelujah. Then he said, the quarter that you pulled out of your pocket is the next symbol that represents time. When you pulled it out of your pocket, it flung away from you. That means you will then go away to prison and you will do a quarter of the time you were sentenced to, which with good time and all that factored in was approximately 3 years. And that's exactly what happened. I went to prison, and on my second year there, I won a case. I won my case. You heard the story earlier. I got 7 years taken off of my sentence, and I ended up doing 5 years total after all my good time. And I did one more year in prison after that, and I got let out. So the dream with the symbols in it that represented time came to pass exactly as God said he would. 2 years in the first, 3 years in the second. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. So God is going to use symbols to speak to you in your dreams and visions. Hallelujah. But when you get those symbols, how are you going to know what they are? What do they mean? Okay, let's just start in the practical. In the practical, in the realm of the natural, there's at least three sources that you can rely on to give you insight into the symbols you receive in your dream, okay? Number one is the Bible. Number two is the use of a regular dictionary or an online source. Number three is a prophetic dictionary. All these sources can help you find the answer to what the symbol in your dream means. When you get a vision with symbols in it, go to one of these sources immediately and begin to look them up, and you'll start to see revelation unfold. Let's look at the number one source, the Bible. Whenever you get a symbol in your dream or vision, you should go to the Bible first. You'll get stuff that you'll think that's not in the Bible, and you'd be surprised that it is. Who would have thought French door was in the Bible? It's lettuce. Hallelujah. You'll be so surprised how many symbols in your dreams that you get that you're going to be able to find in the Bible. Because you know why? Because the Bible is specifically built to heal your soul. Today we're talking about how dreams and visions can be used by God to lead you down a path to get your soul healed, right? The Word of God is built to heal your soul. So there's going to be all kinds of dreams, symbols inside your dreams and visions that are in the Word. What does James 1:21 say? That receive the word which implanted in you has the power to save your souls. What does Hebrews 4 say? It says the word that God speaks is alive, full of power, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the spirit, exposing, sifting, analyzing, and judging the very thoughts and purposes of your heart, of your soul. The word is built to expose, sift, judge, heal the very thoughts and the nature of the things that are going on in your soul. So of course, you can totally expect that as you're on this journey that we're beginning today of getting your soul healed in the glory light of Jesus, that God is going to come and show you all kinds of symbols in your dreams that are going to apply directly to your soul and how to get your soul healed. Amen. Okay, you can also use a regular dictionary. I go online to an online dictionary source every single day to look up words that I see in my dreams and visions. Every day. And I'm always completely amazed. You know, I lay down in the morning after I pray in tongues for a while and after I worship the Lord and all this other stuff, and I just position myself to receive visions. And the Lord begins to give me this string of visions. And I remember there was a couple times that I'd see something and I'd go, what is that? I'm not even going to write that down. Oh, I learned my lesson. I will see something completely ridiculous looking, completely like, what is that? I don't understand that at all. And it will be a major key that will shift something in my life. So now, in obedience to God, I write down every vision I see. And then I simply go to the dictionary and I look up the word and I am shocked, shocked every time. Then when I look up the meaning to a word, I'll think, I know what that word means. Oh yeah, there's all kinds of meanings of a word that you don't even remember. And I'll look it up, and as soon as I do, it's like revelation just flows in. It's like the realm just opens up, understanding comes, and like all the pieces of the puzzle just go snap, 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 right into place. I'm completely amazed when that happens to me every single day. I could sit here and read you pages and hundreds of pages in my journals about how visions came to pass. And then I would call that person I was getting a vision for, and it'd be exactly what's happening to them. I would decree it over them. It would totally break off of them, whatever the attack was, and a miracle would come. By just looking at words in the dictionary. Hello. See how easy it is? But what does that mean? Look it up. Check it out. What would have happened if we had not taken time to look up the word French door in the dictionary? I would have gotten healed in my soul, but because my immune system was down and I was in the cold air, I probably would have had to struggle many, many more days with getting that sore throat healed. And you know what? I didn't have many more days. I was on a fast track. I was doing two, three sessions a day for 2 weeks on tour in Seattle. I needed to be healed now. Amen. And because I took time to look it up, I got the miracle. Hallelujah. And then the third is you can use a prophetic dictionary. A prophetic dictionary is especially helpful when God shows you modern day symbols that might not be in the Bible. Why would God show you a modern day symbol like a car or a computer or a can opener or things like that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it actually is biblical. Because Jesus did it all the time. Jesus spoke in parables. And in those parables, he used symbols. Symbols that the people of his day could completely relate to. So you see, when Jesus was talking about the word of God being seed, and when he was talking about the kingdom of God being a net let down to catch fish, all his people around him listening would know exactly what he was talking about because they were farmers and fishermen. That's why God will sometimes use modern day symbols to speak to you in dreams, because Jesus did it. And because he knows that you can relate to it. Hallelujah. All right, now, here's the difficulty. Let's say you get a symbol in your dream and you start going to those sources in the natural to look them up. You know, you go to an online Bible thing and you put in, you know, you click on keyword search and you type that symbol in and 500 scriptures come up. And they mean a bunch of different stuff. And then you go to the dictionary and you put that word in. And I've seen some words have 15, 20, 30 meanings. And then you go to the prophetic dictionary, and then there's a list about that symbol could mean this, but it could also mean that, but it could also mean that, and that, and that. And pretty soon you have this long list to choose from, and you're going, which one is it? I'll tell you how to figure that out. Number one, Holy Spirit lives in you. Holy Spirit lives in you, and he's able to direct you towards what that symbol means for you. You'll know, because as you read through the list, you'll feel a prompting. You'll feel a quickening. You'll feel like the word got bigger and stood off the page. You might feel peace. You might be drawn back to that definition. The Holy Spirit will begin to point it out for you. And number two, you'll have to understand this, that God's going to customize that symbol to you specifically. What do I mean by that? You have to understand that God speaks to each one of us in a unique language that we can personally relate to. You see, we're all created by God to be unique, one of a kind. Now, when God speaks, to people in their dreams, he'll always stick with his biblical line, okay? He keeps with the biblical standard. And he will speak to you in a universal language that can be understood by many. However, he will also make sure that he speaks to you in a way that you can personally relate to. Let me give you the perfect biblical example. Pharaoh, the cupbearer, and the baker. Each one had dreams with different symbols in them that all meant the same thing. Four different symbols that meant time. The cows, the vines, the bread baskets, the corn. All meant the same thing, symbols to represent time. You see, each one of them received a symbol that meant something very personal to them, something that they can completely relate to. Let me show you. Pharaoh had the dream with two symbols in it that represented time, the cows in the Nile and the corn, right? Both those symbols were very personal to Pharaoh. Very personal to Pharaoh. As far as the Nile, I mean, there's an ancient Jewish document that quotes Pharaoh as saying, "The river is my own and I have made it for myself." The Nile and the Pharaoh were completely united in the eyes of Egypt. Okay? The Nile was a very specific personal symbol to Pharaoh. Same with the corn. See, corn represents harvest and prosperity. All of Egypt would gauge the success of a Pharaoh's rule by the success and prosperity of Egypt. So that corn was very personal to Pharaoh. It represented his power and his ability to bring prosperity to his country. Then there's the cupbearer and the baker. Both received dreams with symbols in them that were very personal to them, and both of their completely different symbols represented time. I mean, the cupbearer was the wine steward for Pharaoh. So what does he do? He has a dream with three branches, grape branches, with grapes on them. The baker has a dream with baskets full of baked goodies. You see, my point is this, is that all these men received four different symbols that represented all the same thing, time. So which one of them is correct? I guess it's who you talk to, right? Because it was correct to each one of those men. They were all correct, but it was correct to the person that was getting the symbol. You see that? I got a dream, an accurate prophetic dream that came to pass where casino tokens represented time. Well, that was very personal to me at the time because when I was on the streets in crime, I lived in the casino. So I completely understood. I got to spend this much money, and I won this much money back. I spent that much money to get that much money. I understood that. It was completely personal to me. Jesus. So when you're faced with that long list that comes, when you go and look at all of their sources, you can rely on two things. Holy Spirit's going to point it out, and Holy Spirit's going to make it personal to you. And I'm going to show you how personal that can get, okay? And let me mention something else. As God begins to give you a symbol in your dream, he's going to use that same symbol over and over again in varying ways, in different ways, so you can begin to master that symbol. You can have that symbol coming in all kinds of different circumstances. And as you master one symbol, then he'll add another one so that your dream language with him can grow. And you know, and you see, again, the example of that in the Pharaoh, the cupbearer, and the baker, they all have the dreams that represented time. And they were all those symbols were very personal to them. Who was the guy that interpreted those dreams? Joseph. He knew exactly what each dream meant. You know what makes me think? That God had already developed a dream language with Joseph about the fact that objects in dreams can represent time. That he'd already developed that skill with Joseph. In fact, I'll go this far. Knowing that it would be Joseph that interpreted those dreams, how many of you think that God actually gave those men dreams with symbols in them that would be very personal to them so they would know when Joseph interpreted that he was right, but also gave them those dreams with symbols in them that represented time because he had already developed that language with Joseph and he knew Joseph would know exactly what to do and how to interpret it. That's what will happen to you too. That's what happens to me in meetings all the time. God gives people symbols in their dreams that I've already developed an understanding with between me and God. And then when people come up, they tell me their dream, and I go, oh, yeah, I know exactly what that means. Blah, 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 blah. Because I've already developed that language.